So when Mother Joffrey told us about the new generation of Indian food writers and how they excited her, we got to thinking, well, we want to hear from one of those writers on how Mother inspired them. Priya Krishna is a writer for The New York Times, Bon Appetit, and author, with her mother Ritu, of the cookbook Indianish. And Sally Swift gave her a call.
Hey, Priya, it's so great to have you back with us.
Yeah, it's so great to be back.
So we have just spent an hour with Mother Joffrey, which was incredibly delightful. And she talks a little bit about this new guard of South Asian writers that are coming up. And you are one of them. And we just wanted to talk to you about what Mother has been for you in your life professionally.
Yeah, I mean, to put it pretty simply, like, my cookbook would not exist without her cookbook. You know, I think a lot about, you know, the fact that Mother was edited by Judith Jones, and to get the attention of an editor like Judith Jones as an Indian woman during that era, I just can't even imagine. Like, just the existence of an invitation to Indian cooking just opened the floodgates for, you know, other South Asian writers to be sort of given a chance to talk about their food to an American audience.
Mm-hmm. Did you grow up with her? Is she someone that was in your family's household? I mean, you are from a family of cooks or eaters,
yeah.
At least.
Yeah, definitely. My mom, she's actually from sort of the same part of India that my family's from.
Mm-hmm.
And her trajectory in terms of learning to cook was somewhat similar to my mom. So she's someone my mom always talked to me about and someone she really, really admired and looked up to. So she was definitely someone who, like, her mythology was in our family from an early time.
She's such a combination of things with the acting and the food. She's just such a stylish woman. But I also think she's a stylish writer. Do you find that?
Yeah, I totally agree. There is this poetry about the way that she writes, like, this really amazing cadence.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of those, I feel like there are people like her who I read their writing and I'm like, I appreciate this writing and I will never be able to write like that. But I just have so much respect for what she's able to do with words. Like, you almost feel like she's kind of singing to you when she writes. And it's the same when she talks. Like, I could hear her talk about Indian food history until the end of time.
Mm-hmm. She does. I mean, she just knows so much. Her breadth of knowledge is amazing.
Yeah.
Are there recipes of hers that you've really relied on and have taught you things that you needed to know?
Yes. Basically, anything that she does involving dal or lentils, I have just loved. Before I was comfortable asking my mom for her recipes, I was turning to Mother's very basic dal recipes. Like, she's from the same part of India that my family is, so her dal tends to taste like the dal that I had growing up. Another one that I really loved and riffed on is, she has this beetroot tomato soup. It's like a soup/sabzi in her new book, and it's got cumin seeds and chilies and asafoetida, and it's sort of this, like, sweet tangy stew, and you can kind of make it during all seasons. Like, it somehow it feels seasonal in the winter and it also feels seasonal in the summer, and it's so good. Like, just what's amazing about her recipes is that, like, you can go back and read An Invitation to Indian Cooking and it still feels really modern. The recipes feel timeless. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just this amazing ability of hers to constantly putting out books and almost like reinventing her style and her aesthetic every time.
Mm-hmm. And they all work, which is amazing. I mean, my Invitation to Indian Cooking is an absolutely filthy, dirty book because I've used it so many times, but they still work. It's an amazing book.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, all of the books are just amazing.
Yeah. And I love that she's curious about the region as a whole. You know, she dabbles into lots of different things in her life. Have you gotten time with her?
Yeah, we spent quite a bit of time. We first met when I was working on a story about her that actually never got published for Lucky Peach. And I went over to her place for tea. And I just, like, completely kind of, you know, fell in love with her. It's impossible not to. She's so poised and hilarious and charming. And we kind of kept in touch, and she's friends with a bunch of other Indians that I'm friendly with who are sort of part of my generation of food writers. And so we've just sort of found ourselves crossing paths. I feel like all of us as South Asians in the food industry, we just like want everyone else to succeed. So mm-hmm. we're all pretty supportive of one another.
Mm-hmm. She's certainly supportive of you guys. I think that's quite lovely. If you had to recommend one book for someone who's never done anything out of her books, which would you pick? It's hard.
I know this is the obvious one. Well, actually, it would either be an Invitation to Indian Cooking or Vegetarian India. I think both of those books are awesome. I think that like I grew up in a mostly vegetarian household. So when I saw Vegetarian India, I was like, this is my food. It's just like the best possible things you can do with vegetables. And An Invitation to Indian Cooking is just like a very good survey of Indian food beyond, you know, the stereotypes you'd find in an Indian restaurant.
Yeah, exactly.
And I mean, I'm amazed that at 85, she does not miss a beat. Like, mm-hmm. she's so present in every conversation she has. She just has like the most perfect response to every question. We did a podcast together when my book was coming out. And, you know, the parallels that she was able to draw between my book and her book just sort of made me realize, you know, we're both sort of writing for similar reasons. We both want Indian cooking to enter the mainstream. And a part of me, you know, feels like in many ways, Mother was and is our best shot of that happening.
I would say that she'd be very pleased to hear that, but I would also say that you are part of that too. You're going to get us cooking Indian as well.
That's very nice. Thank you.
Thank you, Priya. Take care.
Bye.
Priya Krishna is the co-author of Indianish with her mom, Ritu Krishna.